Hallelujah. Let's worship him. We thank you, Jesus. Lord, I want to be a worshiper. God, I want to give you the praise and give you the honor and give you the glory, Lord Jesus, with all my heart. Hallelujah, Jesus. Someone shout out, hallelujah. Amen, amen. You may be seated. I just wanted to say welcome to all those who are, it is your first time worshiping with us, whether in person or online tonight. We're so grateful that you joined us today. If you are a first-time guest, we want you to fill out a connection card. These are available from the ushers or at the kiosk out in the lobby. And just a few points of information. You can see what the card looks like up there. Just a few points of information so we can connect with you. We do have a small gift if you're worshiping with us in person. Just wanted to, by way of saying thanks to you for coming out tonight. Amen. We're thankful for our guests. At this time, we have a Mother's Memorial promotional video. If we'd go ahead and play with that.
Hi, I'm Linda Gleason, Ladies Ministries President of the UPCI. Thank you very much for your faithful support of Mother's Memorial. We are launching an all-new program in North America honoring individual giving. Our Secretary Jane Buford and some of our presidents are here to tell you more.
Hi, my name is Jane Buford, and we are so excited to introduce a brand new program through Mother's Memorial for our sacrificial givers called the Royal Circle.
Royal Circle is a new program from Ladies Ministries. This program is going to honor individuals who give an offering of $5,000 or more to Mother's Memorial in a single year.
We know that you work so hard and sacrifice so much to give. And to show our gratitude, we have a special weekend planned just for you.
This trip includes an exciting weekend to St. Louis, Missouri, to meet and be hosted by our Ladies Ministries executive team. A banquet with Ladies Ministries executives, some presidents, along with some of our allocation partners. A beautiful tea house experience, along with a fun-filled evening with other Royal Circle ladies.
For more information regarding Royal Circle and this fabulous trip, please visit our website at ladiesministries.com/Royal Circle.
Looking forward to seeing you in St. Louis.
Amen. So this is a new incentive for Mother's Memorial. Wanted to get that out to our ladies in case you wanted to go the extra mile this year. But Mother's Memorial, if you're not aware, is a national fundraising program of the Ladies Ministry of the United Pentecostal Church. And they mentioned the term allocation partner, and that is because the funds that come in, number one, a portion of those funds stay in the state. So who's going to ladies retreat starting tomorrow? Amen. Those funds help put on events like that. They also go to national and international efforts, and those are the allocation partners. My two boys, we adopted through New Beginnings down in Mississippi, and that is an allocation partner of the Ladies Ministry. So thank you for your efforts in giving to Mother's Memorial, because that blessed Fiona and I and our family, Josiah and Malachi. Amen. And another one I personally experienced every year on my birthday. Overseas, I was a missionary since I was born, and every year I received a check, and it was signed by Gwen Oaks, who was the Ladies Ministry President, now Sister Gleason, and I'll never forget that. I think it was $20, but every year on my birthday. And so they partner with MK Ministries to give missionary kids a check, let them know that they're not forgotten, and they're loved and they're cared for. I think they do a program for Christmas now as well, adopted missionary offering. And so many efforts there. I just want to encourage you to give. Amen. If we could put our giving options slide up, there's many ways to give. We talk of this slide every service, and probably old hat now, online, in person, by mail. There is at the kiosk, a plexiglass box, there's giving envelopes. You can designate Mother's Memorial on that. If you choose our church center app to give through, you can select Mother's Memorial. If you are not giving, not just to Mother's Memorial, this goes internationally and it impacts, but how many are thankful for air conditioning in church tonight? It's a warm one out there. That is a result of your giving, your faithful week in and week out giving. If you are not giving and you are not experiencing the blessings of your giving, blessings that come through giving, you need to get on board. And Pastor didn't ask me to do this. I felt compelled tonight because we always just say, here's our giving options. I have personally been blessed so much. Why? Because God says, prove me. Prove me herewith, saith the Lord. Now I'm going to open up a window. And so we don't give to get the blessings. However, when we give, you want to get out of debt. I remember Brother Thomas, fastest way to get out of debt is just start giving. And he got out of debt when he first came to the Lord. And so if you're having financial problems, make the commitment to give. And give hilariously. Say, like, this doesn't make sense that 10% tithes plus some offering is more than the 90% that I get. And it's more than if I kept everything to myself. Challenge yourself. Give something. There's a whole list of ministries in the church. Give to every single one. Started doing that, 50 cents a ministry. Oh, God bless so much. Anyways, I'm going to get off this train. But give. I challenge you. And thank you for giving, those who give, because I'm enjoying the AC that you purchased tonight. Appreciate all of you immensely. And also, I helped purchase. So, but I got my little portion of the AC back there. Thank you, everyone. Amen. Just one announcement this Sunday. We've been mentioning this. Men's outdoor service is 6 p.m. And this is at Brother Marvin Renvick's house. And down there, all men are invited. So we want you to come out. The address is right there, Peterson Road. And so you are all welcome to join us at that men's outdoor service at 6 p.m. this Sunday. If you all stand with me, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Many prayer needs, but we want to just, is there a need that you have that you want to indicate by a lifted hand? Amen. Look around, take their name, mental note, and pray for that person. God knows the need, and we're going to speak in faith over our brothers and sisters in our lives tonight together before we go into worship. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, so much, God, for your goodness. We're so thankful, God, that we can worship you, God. Lord God, that we can praise you, that we can come in here after a long day of work, Lord Jesus, in muggy weather, and come in and experience your presence, God, to give ourselves to you. Maybe it's a sacrifice of praise tonight because we're just so tired, or maybe God has been doing some great things, and so we worship, or maybe it's just hard right now. We give ourselves in worship and praise and adoration to you. We thank you, God, for what we're feeling in this place. God, you saw the needs that were indicated by that lifted hand. You know the needs of those watching online tonight, those who are sick at home tonight, those who need a financial breakthrough, God, Lord Jesus, God, a family situation, God, work situation, situation at school, God. God, I pray, minister, God, to every need in this house. Minister to every individual, God, Lord Jesus. Move and speak to us through the preaching of your word tonight. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise your name. We're thankful for your love. It's such a beautiful love. Let's worship him right now. We're thankful, Lord Jesus, God. We worship you, Jesus. Thank you.
Perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in It's who you are, and I am loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're good. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I am loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're good, good. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I am loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am.
Praise the Lord, church. Such a sweet, sweet spirit of the Lord in this place tonight. And you can go ahead and be seated. I just want to also remind us, the men on Sunday evening, that at the conclusion of the men's service, of course, our elder brother Emmett Caskey will be our speaker on Sunday Eve. So I'm excited about that. I have really enjoyed our men's services, and if you've never been to one, it's just a great time of fellowship and a great time of just getting together with other men and just sharing life together. And Brother Marvin Renvick has done a lot of renovating down at his place, and he put in a bathroom and a whole septic system and all that stuff. So when we come down there, we don't have to take, and we'll just leave it at that. And also, if typically after the men's services, we all go out to eat somewhere, we kind of just do an impromptu poll on who wants to go and where we want to go. But because Marvin's kind of out in the country a little bit, if you want to bring something in a cooler to throw on a grill, he'll have grills and such available there. So just remember that. We are starting a new series this evening, and I just want to take and lay a little bit of a foundation. One thing as I continue to study and look into the beginnings of the church, referencing to Acts 2:42, one thing really stands out to me, and that is that they were an encouraging church. When you read Acts 2:42 and 43, 44, those series of verses in there, they were living life with one another, and they were taking care of one another, praying for one another, building one another up, supporting one another, helping each other out. So we're going to be starting a new series tonight, and this series in parts will lead up to Pentecost Sunday. We are in a three-day prayer and fasting event here at Calvary Gospel Church. We're praying and fasting for many of our much loved brothers and sisters and the infirmities that they are struggling with. And I believe that God sometimes looks down upon his church, upon his people, perhaps maybe bemusement, confusion, perhaps scratching his head saying, we talked a little bit about this on Mother's Day, you have not because you ask not. Now, I know that many here have been praying along with the church for miracles. Some of us are struggling asking God. Sometimes we feel like it's just repetitiveness over and over and over again. We need a miracle, God. You need to intervene. And sometimes it's in these struggles that we don't always understand, and I don't always understand, and I've had conversations with some of you that are struggling. I don't always understand why God works the way he works and why he doesn't do, because in my mind, it's just simply a no-brainer. But God doesn't work in my mind. He doesn't work in your mind. So we're going to talk for the next few weeks on a series
to simply encouraging others, encouraging others. Tonight's message, I guess if I could call it that, the first message in this series is, my God is. My God is. Now, you can go online and you can look up all of the attributes and the characteristics of God, and you can look up all the qualities of God and the properties that contribute to how we see or how we know God. And I just want to, I am thankful that I have a God that I can depend on. No matter what is unraveling from where we sit in our lives, life just sometimes can unravel. My God, our God, reigns over all. He sees all. He hears all. He's compassionately faithful and righteously loves all of us. His promises remain true. He is close to the brokenhearted because he is who he is. He says, I am that I am. I am the Most High. I am the Savior. I am your defender. I'm your protector, your healer. I'm a good, good Father. Great selection for songs tonight, Sister Brittany. Good, good Father. We need to hold on to the truths that reveal his character. When the ways of this world have us clinging on for dear life. So what does the Bible tell us about the attributes or the characteristics of God? I want to start off in probably not a passage that you would expect, Ephesians 6:17. In the International Standard Version tells us that we take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. This sword of the Spirit is our Word. This is our trusted weapon. Looking into this a little bit more in depth, the New Testament Greek dictionary says that the helmet of salvation is the protection of the souls which consists in the hope of salvation. I'm not a Greek scholar. Pastor Phil is Grecian, and he says he's not a Greek scholar either. But one of the root words here emphasizes the literal gravity of losing our heads. So the protection of the souls, which consists of the hope of salvation. When we talk about losing our heads, our bodies can't operate without them. Hebrews 4:12 explains the sword of the Spirit. For the word of God is alive and active and sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even the dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes or intents of the heart. God's word effortlessly cuts through the toughest of hearts. So with that, we can establish that God's word, either we believe in his word, that his word is reliable and trustworthy, and if we don't believe his word is reliable and trustworthy, then there's no point in any of us even being here tonight. So with that, I simply have nothing else left that I can trust in other than God and his word and my brothers and sisters. Isaiah 55:11 states, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. This is the kind of God we serve. God's word reveals to us who he is. I love how Jeremiah puts it in his book in chapter 29, verse 13. When we search for him with all our hearts, we will find him there. See, church, no matter what we're going through, no matter how life is, the curveballs that life is throwing at us, God is always faithful. And God is never far from any one of us. When everything in your life feels crazy, we need more than ever to hold on to God. So we establish that God's word is true. God's word is powerful. God's word is one of our main weapons that he has provided us with in the sword of the Spirit. So when we look at some of God's attributes or characteristics that we can hold on to, I love how Revelation 4:11 puts it. You are worthy, O Lord and God, to receive glory, honor, and power. You have created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. My God is my creator. I love the idea, not the idea, I love the fact that my God is responsible for my DNA. I didn't get it from anyone else. I got it from him. God spoke all of creation into being, but he took you and I with his hands and he formed us out of the dirt, the dust of the earth, and he breathed into us, into our nostrils, as we learned on Sunday morning, the breath of life, and humanity became a living, breathing soul. And he created the heavens and the earth, which is spectacular, and he created all of this simply for his pleasure. All creation exists to honor him, including you and I, and God draws us to him. So in moments of craziness, moments of panic, and moments of frustration, it's important that we need to remember just exactly who he is. We've been created purposefully by God, and we are loved audaciously by God. And God desires to be known not as some generic deity that floats around in the clouds, but as a God that has a name and that carries a unique character and mission. God is not hiding from us. People say, where is God? I don't know. How do you find God? He's not hiding from us. He wants to be found, and he wants to meet us where we are. Our Creator knows where to find us, and he waits patiently for us to engage our lives with him. I'm so thankful that my God is my Creator. I'm thankful that my God reigns supreme. There is no other God like him. There is no other God beside him. There's no other God above him. He's God from the high to the low. He's God from the in to the out. He's God from one side of the universe to the other side of the universe. He's God as high, like the psalmist said, when I was in hell, he was there. When I was in heaven, he was there. Everywhere we go, there is God. And my God, he is worthy. Psalm 97:1 tells me the Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the many coastlines be glad. The Old Testament prophets and writers often referred to the stories of God's people. We know about Israel as a testament to his reign. God promised, made a covenant and a promise to Abraham that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore. And he rescued the Israelites from slavery in Egypt, and he split the Red Sea to protect them. We read about Jeremiah in the middle of his message of the impending doom, of gloom of what was going on in Israel and the rebellion against God. He spoke of a Messiah that was to come. Jesus fulfilled that promise. God in the flesh, and God will continue to carry out his plan in our lives eternally. So many times we think things just end here on earth in our flesh, but it continues on eternally, and God has an eternal plan for you and me. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, and he reigns over the world forever. My God forever reigns. All power in heaven and earth belongs to my God. He doesn't share it with anybody. There's no other gods. Jesus Christ has conquered all of our enemies. So if he has conquered all of our enemies, what can humanity do to you? When life is unraveling, when we're unraveling, remember one thing, that my God, our God, shall not be moved. My God is faithful. My God is faithful. 2 Timothy 2:13 tells me if we are faithless, that tells me that if I run out of faith or I don't have faith, if I am faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. God's faithfulness is perhaps best characterized by keeping of his covenant with his people. Listen, I would stand before you here tonight and be the first to say that life has so many unanswered questions, but be settled about God's faithfulness to you. God is a faithful God. Romans 8:32 declares, this is paraphrased, if God did not spare his own son, but gave him for all of us, will he not also give you what you need? Exodus 20 verse 6 reminds us by saying, but showing loving kindness to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. Understand something today. God is not asking nor seeking for our perfection. He is asking and seeking for our hearts. My God is holy. My God is holy. I'm so thankful in a world that is just blowing to pieces. And just every day, it's just you read in the news and it just becomes more and more frustrating. Everything that is going on, it's like, how in the world did we get to this point? We got to this point because we refused to serve a holy God. The Old Testament book of 1 Samuel. Chapter 2, verse 2 says, there is none holy like the Lord. There is none besides you. There is no rock like our God. God's character is unmoved. It is unmatched, and it's eternally sustaining. His holiness is sacred and set apart. And 1 Peter 1:16, we are commanded to be holy because he is holy. Our ongoing growth in our Christian faith is the maturing and development of holiness in our hearts and in our lives to match his, or to reflect his holiness. He desires that we, that his church, becomes his reflection in this world. This attribute of God, this characteristic of God, cuts through what we cannot see and determine in our own hearts and the hearts of others. But God's holiness is his infinite value. We can talk about the greatness of God. We can talk about the awesomeness of God. But none of that would be what it is if God was not a holy God. All of that greatness, you can find greatness everywhere and all, but you can't find a unique holiness like God is. There's nothing to compare to, Brother Repka. You can't find anything on earth to compare to the holiness of God, and that is what makes God so powerful. That is what makes God so awesome. Ha, ha, ha. God is morally perfect. Perfect. My God is good. Well, Brother Seidel coined this phrase years ago. God is good all the time, God is good. But one of the attributes I love about my God is good all the time. When my life is bad, when my health is poor, when things are falling apart, when the finances don't meet, listen, it doesn't matter because my God is good all the time. Psalm 31:19, how great is the goodness you have stored up for those who fear you. You lavish it on those who come to you for protection, blessing them before the watching world. God's plans for us are good. He knows every day of our lives before we take our first breath, when we get out of bed, to when we take our last, well, not our last breath before we go to bed, but before we close our eyes and go to sleep. God is there, and God is with us, and God is blessing us. I am so thankful. Out of his goodness, he's good for us. Earning God's love and blessing is impossible. There is nothing that you and I could ever do to earn God's love and blessing. It's impossible. But it's because God is good all the time that he pours out his goodness and his blessings upon us. As Christians living in the new covenant, because his goodness is in us, because the Holy Spirit of a holy living God is in us, my God is good all of the time. You ever run short of patience? Everybody in here got a good chuckle out of that. Does that mean today was one of those days? It's been one of those weeks, months, years, yeah, the decade. Since 2020, 2019, I mean, you can go, I mean, but you don't understand something. I am so thankful that God has a whole lot more patience with me than I have with other people. I don't know about you, but my God, one of the attributes that I love so much about my God, and I am so thankful for this, is that my God is patient. But you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger. Anybody been angry today? Has anything happened, Isaiah, other than Isaiah? I'm thankful for the honesty of my brother. Anybody else been angry today? Oh, we got a JJ. We're getting there. We're getting there. We get angry, don't we? But I'm glad that when Roy Howard Grant boo-boos, that God isn't like, there you go again. Is that what we'd like to do sometime? Are you kidding me? I tell you, we're on a fast, 3 days. Ladies, by the way, you're done tomorrow at noon. Ladies that are going to the ladies' retreat. And men, we're going to push on till sunset. And I think next time we're going to do this a little different. Sunrise to sunset, we're probably just going to go like 6 to 6 or something like that. We'll figure that out a little later. But nevertheless, I appreciate all of you stepping up in this time. So, ladies, tomorrow at noon, men, sunset tomorrow. I don't know where I was going with that. I had something in my mind that was going along that line. It may come back to me. Maybe it doesn't, but patience. That's right, patience. Fasting tests my patience. Sometimes I fast, and all I do is get hungry. That's why prayer and fasting are important, that you couple them together. If you don't pray and you're going to go on a longer fast, like more than a meal, expect to have some problems. Because if you don't pray and you don't get the spirit, the flesh, the spirit doesn't conquer the flesh, then all you're going to do is get frustrated and angry and stay hungry. But I'm thankful that God is patient with humanity, especially this humanity. I'm thankful that he's patient with Brother Kerry Millen. But I'm especially thankful that he's patient with me, Brother Kerry, because I don't have to live with you. But I have to live with me. And I'm joking and we're laughing about this, but everyone here lives with yourself. You have a significant, your spouse, your wife, your family, you have to live with. But more often, your source of frustration and anger is going to be right between these two ears right here. And I'm so thankful that my God is patient. He's patient. Here we find Exodus chapter 16, 19 verses of that chapter are dedicated to this. The Israelites have been rescued from slavery. They've been in Egypt for 430 years and they're delivered. They're led by Moses. The Egyptian army is closing in. It's a miracle that they're even out of Egypt. The Egyptian army's closing in. Moses, God commands him to just hold up your staff over the water, and he holds his staff up, and the waters part, and instead of being muddy and swampy and whatever else is in the bottom of the Red Sea, it's dry, and they walk across on dry land. They get on the other side, and they wish they were back in Egypt because they got no food and water. I don't know how God could possess the patience that he possessed with Egypt, or not Egypt, Israel, other than for 60 years almost, he's had to deal with me. And I'm thankful. God responds to Israel. He gives them food from heaven, falls out of the sky. They just have to go out and pick it up. Manna, what is this? I've heard it said that whatever they wanted to eat that day, whatever, if they had a hankering for chicken, it tasted like chicken. I don't know. Pizza. Just imagine if you just went out every day and there was just a basket of manna sitting on the ground and you picked it up. And if you wanted pizza, it tasted like pizza. If you wanted peach cobbler, it tasted like peach cobbler. Don't you hate? Listen, we got another day of fasting. We're going to make it. Sun sets. By the time we get out of here, if I preach long enough, sun will be set, and you can go to Perkins and have peach cobbler. What was that? 8:10. So you got 15 more minutes. God gives, he's counting down here. We got a countdown going. He's patient. God's response in all of their anger and all of their frustration at God, his response was he provides for them. God doesn't just show us patience, church. God is patience. That's how he defines himself. God is patient with me and he's patient with you. Though we continue to struggle Maybe even we sin, we fall into sin through all of this. God still has made a way of redemption. He's made a way for us to be with Him one day, eternally, forever. That's how patient God is. God's been dealing with humanity since Adam and Eve, patiently. He's slow to anger. My God is slow to anger, leading us to repentance. Then after we repent, He uses us to lead others to Him. That's just mind-boggling sometimes for me, that God would use me and all of my faults and all of my issues and struggles to lead others to Him. That's how much patience He has. That's a definition of patience. It's 8:02. So let's stand. You may say, Pastor, did you end service early because the sun set at 8:10 and Perkins is still open? It may be. But it may be it's just because I don't want to move on to one more point, because that'll push us a little bit longer tonight. God is so, so good. I don't ever want to have not because I ask not. God is, there's so many things about our God that is so awesome. And as we close out this message tonight, as our praise team comes, I just want to worship my Father. I just want to thank Him. I want to thank Him for being patient. I want to thank Him for being holy. I want to thank Him for being good all the time. I want to thank Him for being faithful. I just want to thank Him for being my God. So, Sister Brittany leads us in worship as we close this out. These altars are open tonight. If you're having a bad day, bad week, bad month, bad year, bad decade, that doesn't mean God is bad. God is good all the time. God is good. I love Him because He first loved me. Sister Brittany.
Of You, Lord, for Your mercy never fails me, and all my days have been held in Your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head to rest, I will see of the goodness of God. So my life, You have been faithful, and all my life You have been so, so darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known You as a father. I've known You as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God.
You have
Yes, I will see of the goodness of God. Oh, I will see of the goodness of God.
Praise God. We serve such an awesome, awesome God. So in 5 minutes from now, the sun has officially been set. Unless you have Twinkies or Hosties, cupcakes or something in your purse, when you go home and you, before you go to bed and you pray, continue to pray for our brothers and sisters, but begin to thank God for His goodness. Thank God for His holiness. Thank God for being good all the time. Thank God for being faithful. Thank God for being God. God bless you. Have a very blessed evening. To our ladies going to ladies' retreat, have a very enjoyable, relaxed, blessed time. God bless you. Love you all. We will see you back here on Sunday morning. God bless. Thank you, Sister Brittany, Alicia, and Brother Dan. Good job tonight. Very beautiful. Thank you.